prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is Sunday, May 13th, 2007, and we're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, roughly. It is now just at 7 minutes into this hour. We're going to have open phones. The toll-free number to join us all over the country on our growing list of wonderful AM and FM affiliates is 877-590-5525 or 836-0590. If you're listening to the station I broadcast out of, is the mothership, KLBJ 590. You know, this station's always number one for talk stations in Central Texas, but it's good to see the ratings come in since I've been doing the syndicated show out of these studios continue to rise. The last two books got a little congratulation note in here. That's always exciting to know that people are hungry for the truth and that the truth sells and the truth is beginning to win out in this country in the fight against the New World Order. And we have stations across the nation that in every case see a massive increase in ratings. Always by a year, but many times by the first book. So it's always exciting to see that, and thank all the listeners out there that do tune in. Remember, we grow by you spreading the word. So if you listen in Tennessee or upstate New York or in Norfolk, Virginia, or here in Austin, Texas, or in San Diego, California, wherever you listen, be sure and tell your friends, your neighbors, your families. Do what I do. I'll be at a grocery store. You know, buying a Mother's Day card 1 hour before I go to the Mother's Day celebration. And, you know, say, hey, tune in to me today, 4 to 6. And if I know of other shows that are telling the truth, I'll also plug those. I'll roll my window down and plug it word of mouth. I'm not just telling you to do that because it's important to get the word out about liberty and freedom and the real political paradigm and who runs the world and how we can hopefully together stop them. All right. What do I have in my stack of news today? I have some good news. There was massive vandalism, not just to Mao Zedong, but in different areas of China in the last week. And also some communist Chinese television stations were taken over by remote control by valiant freedom fighters. And so it shows the human spirit is shining through. Every couple of weeks we hear about massive pitched battles between the corrupt parasite government's enforcers of police and military against the Chinese people, where they're attempting to drive farmers and homeowners off of their lands to make way for international slave plantations and Fortune 500 slave mills to build widgets for dumbed-down Westerners. And it's extremely exciting to see that they're resisting. I mean, I've seen video shot by demonstrators in China where you'll have people with hoes and axes and rakes taking on the military that is firing automatic weapons into them. I mean, they're mowing families down, but the families still win. They just charge over them and hack them to death, the cowardly scum in black uniforms with automatic weapons. And all over the Chinese nation, there has been a rebellion intensifying for 5 years, grassroots, organic, like we saw against the Romanians' leadership with Ceausescu. If you don't know about that, just Google Ceausescu or the Romanian revolt. And it's just everywhere. The people are actually winning battles against the government. They're panicking. The more they try to squeeze and oppress, and the more people they murder, and the more organs they take, and the more babies they kill under the one-child policy, now, the more resistance forms against what they're doing. By the way, China is the New World Order model. If you want to know what life in the U.S. and England and Germany and Japan, the Western world, or Western-style, middle-class, prominent, first-world industrialized countries, look at China. And last Monday, there were headlines all over the Times of London, Associated Press, babies bad for Earth, babies bad for global warming. We need a one-child policy. We need to tax people if they have more than one child. See, it starts with, oh, we'll tell you what kind of toilet to have. We'll tell you what type of light bulb to have. We'll tell you, to pay special taxes for a carbon tax. And then, oh, by the way, we want a one-child policy. I'm going to get into some of that in the second hour today. I was going to lead with it, but I left that stack at my house and only have the stack of news I got at my office before I came down here from my weekday broadcast office. And so I'm going to have to print those up during a break so I'm a little more accurate when we get into the whole eugenics. When you hear modern environmentalism, or when you hear the term sustainability, when you hear those type of terms, no, that just means a new PR face on eugenics. It's not, and if you don't know what eugenics is, you better find out, because that's what's governing the world. And I don't mean that in a condescending way. There's a lot to learn. We'll just be going over some of that coming up in the next hour. By the way, I heard the local news announcement. Stations around the country wouldn't have heard it, but the local news here at KLBJ was about Meals on Wheels, which I have volunteered for back in college when I had more time. I have written quite a few checks. My wife has written quite a few checks to Meals on Wheels. She was involved in Meals on Wheels before we even met. I did a little bit of volunteering, just drove a few routes, gave some money years ago, but we continue to give checks every year. That and Salvation Army, because I've done a study of charities, and those are a few of the charities that aren't involved in giving money to gun control groups, open border groups, basically New World Order groups. And yes, United Way and Red Cross do that. And let me tell you, again, I'm not knocking those that have volunteered. You're good people. But the leadership is thoroughly corrupt, and they've been caught literally, it's been in the press hundreds of times, just unbelievable fraud and corruption. Not to mention giving money to handgun control groups and, again, open border type groups. I do just want to say that it's shameful that I heard on the news that they've had to cut back. They don't have drivers for 50 routes. That is thousands of people. That's got to be 50 routes that they don't have drivers for right now in a town like Austin with 800,000 people, I guess over a million metro. Folks, I literally have been working 17, 18 hours a day I'm producing one film, making another film, directing, editing, doing it all myself with my editor. But, I'm running the whole shebang, but I'm also producing a film, doing radio 6 days a week. I'm not tooting my horn. It's just that I think I'm going to have to, on top of it, go drive some routes. We cannot have old. Guess what happens to these old people, folks? They don't get the nutrition they need. When they get sent to the nursing home, most of these nursing homes, they don't get the care they need, and they go downhill and they die quickly. And some of you will say, well, good, let them get out of the way. That's kind of the whole eugenics idea. That's kind of the yuppie idea in America. And again, to even get into this subject, maybe I should just not take any calls today. Maybe I shouldn't even cover news. Maybe I should just talk about taking care of our old people. And a lot of you aren't going to want to hear this, because a lot of you haven't taken care of your folks, and you haven't taken care of your family. And frankly, folks, I spent a lot of time with my grandparents, and I've helped my grandparents, but probably not even to the level I should have. But compared to most people, I've been a saint. And that's shameful. Because there's so many facets to this. Number one, there's a lot of neat old people out there. I don't want to hang out with movie stars. I don't want to hang out with all the painted faces people with the liposuction and, who are totally obsessed with themselves. I like to hang out, at an old fishing shack somewhere and talk to some 85-year-old man about their life and their ideas and, what they did growing up. That's neat. I like to go deliver food to old people. I like to spend time with people. And they say, well, that's their family's job. They got scumbag, yuppie family, ladies and gentlemen, that moved off chasing jobs, that made excuses, that rationalized, and the old folks aren't going to complain. They're not going to, or in some cases they have complained, and they're living on really small fixed incomes. They don't get out to get the food they need, and the society's totally unraveling. When something like Meals on Wheels can't even get the people it needs. And by the way, I did some Googling since I heard this 20 minutes ago and found a bunch of examples of it all over the country. They're having record problems. Of course they are. America is a bunch of degenerates now. We are a nation of scum trash. I'm not saying everybody individually, but per capita. We're it, folks. Fattest, dumbest, most wicked, most self-centered. We're the devil. Our tanks have 666 and human skulls on them. And the general said the troops are having fun. We'll be right back.
Many galaxies away. We are the force of another creation. after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt, but the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
And I want to be clear about that nation of scum comment. I'm saying per capita, we have the highest degree of just outright decadence by every yardstick that you can measure it by, and no one can deny that. Trey just popped in and said, besides Thailand, hey, Trey, anytime you want to pop in, just turn the mic on and say it on air, or it sounds like I'm talking to myself. Yeah, but that's certain prices there. I mean, here, I could, again, get into that for hours. If we don't, I know this, people in Mexico, people in China, they take care of their grandparents. They take care of their parents, and they're honored. There was a wedding for my cousin, and my grandmother went to it down in southern Mexico, because that's just the resort they were at on the Pacific side. And my dad was just talking about how nice they were to my grandmother, who's 80-something years old and had polio years ago, and how everybody rushed to help her there around town, not just at the resort, in her wheelchair, get her around. Here, it's like it's an encumbrance or a... But Americans weren't always like that. We had the majority of the patents. We had, when we went to war, the most feared military, because we had a gun culture, a Second Amendment culture. You know, they'd hand guns to Europeans, and they'd have to learn how to use them then. When our people went to war, it was over, folks. They've been shooting turkeys since they were 5 years old. You know, it's the same thing. I mean, when it came to the highest test scores in the world 50 years ago, I mean, we were the best, folks, and now we have the lowest test scores in the industrialized world, and we're behind a whole bunch of third world countries. We're the fattest, and honey, I've got a big spare tire around my waist, folks. We are now, our sperm count is the lowest after England. I mean, just on every indicator, our bees are dying. It's just, it's scary, and I want to get America back, so I'm trying to illustrate what we're facing. And... you know, I read about it and I hear about it and I see the cases of Child Protective Services and Department of Family Services around the country kidnapping kids. And, you know, I mean, you hear about the Texas Youth Commission with all the child rape going on there. Folks, that's where these people gravitate to. But they're the good guys, see? And just all the evils I'm aware of. It's frustrating. And then I've got this. And, in fact, it's almost like there's themes in the news, because I scan global news, China, Japan, Russia, Africa, South Africa, Latin America, U.S. newspapers, Canadian, policy reports. I mean, that's all I do. I'm addicted. Okay, I mean, I just constantly study this stuff. I can't tear myself away. And in the last couple weeks, there have been more than a dozen major university government reports out of Canada, the U.S., and England. There was also one out of Japan, showing that television actually brain damages children. And in fact, just type into Google, don't let children under 3 watch television. You'll get a bunch of the reports. Another one said under 2. And, I mean, these are government and university reports. It actually cognitively damages pathway creation in your children's brains. And now this from England. This is out of the UK Daily Mail. Your calls are coming up, by the way. Toddlers to get lessons in talking as TV kills conversation. The children are taught to have a relationship, a passive spectator relationship, with a television set rather than one with their playmates or their family or their siblings. And, I mean, I've got a 4-year-old and a child about to be 3, and, I mean, literally, they talk, you know, we'll go to the swim meet or we'll go to gymnastics or whatever, and their 6-7-year-olds can't talk. And my children will be sitting there. Frankly, my 4-year-old has a larger vocabulary than most adults. And I don't mean that sarcastically. Because there might be, we've actually kind of backslidden. There's probably 30 minutes of TV every 2 days now. You know, certain educational things about NASA or trains. We make them mainly watch adult things. There's been some slippage, though. I think we need to just totally break the televisions and get them out of the house. But the point is, radio and print, all the major scientific studies show, increase your mind's cognitive capabilities, increases your calculation abilities, increases your creativity, actually increases neural pathway and brain CPU usage. And that's really what it is, an electrochemical, it's a cholesterol-based computer. It's water and cholesterol. That's what the brain basically is. It's an oil-based computer. Because when you read, you have to image it in your mind and then connect it to thousands of experiences you've had in your life to image it. When you listen to radio, you have to image it. You know, if I say blue bicycle, you just saw a blue bicycle. If I say blue whale, you saw a blue whale. If I say Marilyn Monroe and her dress blowing up and that famous shot, you just saw that famous shot, didn't you? Not when you watch television. It is rendered up to the brain. And it brings you, on average, after just a few minutes, some people are more susceptible, some others less, your brain, go to read the studies on this. This is not my opinion. This is a fact. Your brain goes into a sleep state. Then it goes into a low sleep state. Now, you add video games with that where you're doing complex calculations mentally with it, it brings you into a near-death state, a state only found in low oxygen, deepest REM sleep. That's actually unnatural. by the way, folks, there are just tons of studies on that. That's why every few months you hear about somebody, some 18, 25-year-old dying after 3 days, nonstop playing games. They actually get locked into it. I just thought you'd need a little advisory on that. Television brain damages you. When you, especially in children. Now, how many years did we tell you, we had the studies and the approval of it, when they did approve it in 83, that serotonin reuptake inhibitors cause massive increases in suicide and massive increases in psychotic break, violent activity? I mean, read the criminology books. Read the news. If you actually follow the details of news, every time some mother chops the baby's arms off, drowns five kids, drives the kids off, gets caught stabbing her husband with a butcher knife, shoots him nine times, every time a husband gets, most of the time, men sometimes do it on their own, killing people, or every time it's a school shooter, we always say, watch, they'll be on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. That's a Prozac or a Luvox type drug. Finally, Europe's put advisories on it. Now they've done it in the U.S., and it should for young people. But then you actually read the insert. It says, well, it won't cause you to commit suicide at the highest levels as you get older, but it still does. Problem, reaction, solution, though. They create the problem, then they offer the solution, which is more drugs. What do they say? Oh, we have an epidemic of suicide since the mid-80s when this stuff was popularized and introduced to children. Now 15% in the U.S., highest level in the world on the drugs. 12% in England, a little over 12% in Australia and New Zealand. Same numbers and growing. The New Freedom Initiative, 2 years ago, some of their own executives quit and say, I'm not going to be part of this. And it gets released that the New Freedom Initiative that they passed into law will force, instead of pushing 15% on drugs, up to 50%. And the drug companies wrote the new psychological force testing going on in schools everywhere, where everybody's got to go to the school counselor who's bought and paid for to put you on Prozac, which then massively increases the rate of suicide. And then when half the kids are on suicide, you're going to have a lot more suicides and a lot more shootings because they're on a drug in the hallucinogenic class. See how it's all interconnected, ladies and gentlemen? That you stick your kids, and they have them watching all this television in school. Look, folks, I like cinema. I go to the movies every couple weeks. You can have a little bit of this stuff. But the average American watches close to 5 hours of television a day. The young people are watching close to seven. That's why young people don't talk anymore. They go, hey, you've been brainwashed. You've been brain damaged. Break your conditioning. We'll go back, take a bunch of your calls on a shotgun of different issues, and we'll get into all this other news. It's massive. Stay with me.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues. It means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. 1091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Never had a worse enemy. You're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I kind of went into a rant at the start of the show. I didn't even mean to get into it about helping old people, being involved in society. The best thing to do is just know your neighbors. Get to know your community, and if there's some old person, a shut-in, knock on their door. You know, they might be reclusive and crotchety at first, but, you know, at least try to help and try to get to know each other. Instead, everybody just wants to not talk to their neighbors. They don't want to be left alone. I mean, they do want to be left alone. They want to get back inside and watch television. 20, 30 years ago, you'd drive around, you'd see people on their front porches, people talking, children everywhere on ride around on their bicycles. You still see a little bit of that, but mainly you drive around at night, you see the blue glow of television sets. And have you ever been up in a high rise in Austin or a big city like New York, and you're looking out the window, you don't see anything but people watching television these days. And here's the numbers. Toddlers to get lessons in talking as TV kills conversation. This is out of England, UK Daily Mail. Exact same situation we have here. Toddlers will be taught how to talk in an attempt to arrest the shocking decline in children's communication skills. A recent study revealed that half of them are unable to string a sentence together at age five. Unbelievable. As a result, ministers are encouraging the use of a special early talk program targeted at infants from their earliest months to age five, which uses singing, gestures, and symbols to expand vocabulary. Research from the children's charity ICANN revealed last year that half of the youngsters, rising to 84% in some areas, began formal education with impoverished speech and language. And it goes on to say it's all television, ladies and gentlemen. You're not supposed to sit there for 5, 6, 7 hours. Again, 7 hours is what your average child is watching. 7 hours, ladies and gentlemen. And a lot of those studies don't even take into account the quote, educational programs they're watching at preschool or elementary or middle school or high school. I mean, this is just unbelievable. You go home and you watch television or you play games where you're murdering people. And it is just, our IQs are dropping, our test scores are dropping. This stuff's killing us. And we're getting more and more hooked into electronic devices, which in a way is good because television is not interactive. At least the Internet is interactive, and there is a lot of reading involved. But still, you should try to limit that, and I'm the first addict to tell you, it's hypocritical, but we should all try to get out. And again, I'm not trying to preach here. It's just, this is scary, ladies and gentlemen. And I've seen the difference. My children literally have the electric spark in their eye. You look at old black and white photos, people look so alive. My children look like that. You look at other children predominantly, or you can see a really upright, intelligent, well-spoken child. Hey, let me guess, your child's homeschooled or goes to private school and you don't let them watch television. Yes, we don't believe in television and we eat organic food. I mean, it's just night and day, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, boy. Okay, I'm going to shut up and take calls. Mike in Cleveland wants to talk about citizenship controversy, whatever that is. Ron Paul and announcements. We've got somebody saying my show should be used as a class in a college. Actually, my show and my films is used in at least 5 or 6 college courses I know of. I am flattered by that. Some are attacking me. Actually, it's more than 5 or 6. They've got a course predominantly about me in Arizona, about how I'm evil and global government's really good, and they study the things I say and do. And then like my sister was going to St. Edward's in the opening class. They showed video clips of me and how I was evil and the ultimate creature to be stopped. And then other classes talk about how I'm doing a good job and I've been invited to speak there. So there's I don't know why everybody's focused on me. I'm just an average person. My God, folks. But all right, we'll take your calls. Let me just tell you some of the other stuff coming up. Poll. Congress approval the same as Bush's. This is good news. They are not buying that pack of Democratic criminals in there as the savior. In the past, you'd have Democrats high, Republicans low, or Republicans high, Democrats low. Nope, the left-right paradigm is broken. Humpty Dumpty is broken for all the government criminals out there, and you have been exposed, and we have just started the march that will bring you to justice. So we'll get into that. We'll also get into Bush sets up martial law-style government, Washington Post, shadow government now in place. That's been in place since the 1933, but we'll give you the details on that. Bush orders contingency plan for terrorist attack. Riot police show strength to warn troublemakers. This out of Reuters. We've always known that the black mask and black Darth Vader outfits on the police, internationally issued from Texas to Moscow, from Volgograd to London, from Tokyo to Johannesburg. But now here it is admitted, the government trying to intimidate the people. Also, Al-Qaeda says it has missing U.S. troops. Very deceptive Associated Press headline. Of course, it's a complete Pentagon lie. I'm all for the troops being released. I'm real sorry that this has happened to them. But the term Al-Qaeda is imaginary. But they admit in this article that it isn't really, quote, Al-Qaeda. It isn't the Tooth Fairy doing it. Anyone in the world, Shiite, Sunni, they call them Al-Qaeda. Because they, it's like they called... they call people Chemical Ali. They give you little buzzwords because they know we have a public that doesn't know how many governors there are, how many continents there are. The head of the Armed Services Committee doesn't know what a Shiite or a Sunni is. So they talk to you like you're 5-year-olds because cognitively a lot of us are through this brainwashing through the television set. So we'll be going over that also. Billions in missing oil in Iraq, U.S. study says. This is out of the New York Times. And I thought it dovetails with this UK Daily Mail story that, by the way, got denoticed. This story went up, and the government didn't say it was wrong. No retraction was issued. Over there, they have censorship. And they just said, national security, jerk it down. Hookers, spies, but we happened to get it before they did that. Hookers, spies, cases full of dollars, how British Petroleum spent £45 million, that's $90 million plus, to win Wild East oil rights. And so we have time. Well, it's up on PresentPlanet.com. We have the UK Daily Mail story here that's been denoticed. We're not under the crown here, though, so at least not yet. And I'm definitely going to cover this. I will definitely cover this. Illegal aliens cheer as police beat amnesty protester. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to play the audio here. There's too much profanity as the illegal aliens celebrate the police beating him in the head. He's in his car. He protests them. He's not allowed to do that. And then we have the article here that Paul Watson wrote about it. Illegal aliens are above the law. And that dovetails with a story out of the AP today. Anti-illegal immigrant law okayed in Texas. No, it's not an anti-illegal alien. It's Farmers Branch saying, we will enforce federal and state law here. I mean, if you're a citizen, you got to basically give blood, a DNA sample, some hair, your firstborn, to get an apartment or a house. I mean, folks, when I bought a house, it was as if, I mean, there were birth certificates, there were Social Security cards, there were IDs, there were just everything. There were all sorts of letters of recommendation. The AP reported a few months ago what we already told you. Illegal aliens have to show no ID to get bank accounts, to get driver's license. And Austin cops have told me point blank, yeah, we're not supposed to arrest illegals without driver's license. As they were arresting my employee, who they pulled over as he drove into my parking lot a few weeks ago, who had an expired driver's license. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it just blew, and they were fans, by the way. Both the cops were, oh, yeah, we like you, Alex, but sorry, we have to arrest him, but yeah, we don't like it. And you can quote us on that. We're not allowed to arrest illegals. APD, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located?
How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio. Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I've had my little rant and covered some of the news. We'll get more into the illegal aliens and how they're being used by the New World Order to destroy U.S. sovereignty, exactly what the global crime syndicate wants. Known as the Fortune 500, getting rid of any competitors they have, and they see governments as their competitors. Governments are only used to rape the people as their modus operandi, as their mechanism. Right now, let's go to Kent in Deanville, Texas, and he wants to talk about charities. He says they're bad. Like Meals on Wheels, in my experience, that's a good charity. I have no doubt a lot of these big charities are bad. Charity does start at home, so I may agree with him, but let's see where he's going with this. Go ahead.
Alex, you know me. Please bear with me for a minute here. You may be totally unaware that there are...
Well, Dean, when you say I know you, I mean, I know a lot of deans. I don't...
Well, no, Kent, it's you. Actually, your drug policy is based on my work on Access TV. Let's get to the subject, which is they're using your Christian generosity to grow the prison planet. Under the new rules, that meal that your generosity...
Well, wait, I mean, you say that you taught me everything I know about drug policy.
No. I mean, just part of your drug policy is based on...
I'm just trying to remember who you are, that's all.
I'm the cannabinoid expert that was that's been on Access TV for a long time.
I don't remember you, no.
Well, that's okay. Listen, let me get you...
If I saw you, I'm sure I know who you are.
We've met a couple times in the studio. It's no big deal. Anyway, let me get to the point, is that they now count that meal or any sort of gift or anything as unearned income and is deducted from many of us who are, like, say, we're unfortunate enough to, like, lose pensions or something like that, or many elderly or many of these...
Oh, and then they try to take your house when you die.
They count, it's so, their rules are so bizarre and stuff that they count, like, the same money twice and so on, and if you fail to report, if you commit... You know, it falls under perjury.
There's nothing left.
I'm actually, your criticisms of the Aggie crowd and stuff, I'm actually, they figured out how to get to me, and I'm...
Aggie crowd? Now I'm really confused.
When you were discussing the bioweapons labs over there and stuff a week or so ago and stuff like that.
Well, that was in the news that the stuff got loose.
Right, yeah. Well, I'm just saying, they're not a nice bunch over there. They're attacking me right now. They're apparently going to make me one of their example cases on this. I'm, you know.
Well, listen, sir, I really appreciate your call. Government red tape gets in the way of anybody doing good. And all over the nation, they're banning, quote, feeding the homeless. Now, let's get one thing straight. I don't like the drunk stumbling around in the middle of the street demanding money from people. That's one thing. But it's free speech. If I want to go to a park, say in Miami, or a park in upstate New York, or they've got some places, some cities in Texas where Feeding the Homeless is banned, and if I want to give somebody a sandwich, I should be able to do it. And then they have all those bureaucratic rules of, well, it could be a poison sandwich. It could be. That's what freedom is like. You can never keep everyone safe. And the government sells the public on, we're going to regulate everything in the name of safety, when in reality, the government's the last group you want to leave the control in the hands of, because it's such a big centralized bureaucracy, you'll never be able to administer it right. And that's on the good hand. On the bad hand, it's going to be tyrannical and do bad things to you. That was a strange call, probably because I was bumbling about trying to figure out what the caller was talking about, but I appreciate your call, Kent in Deanville. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Maryland. And Mike, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, so thank you very much for taking my call. I'm a proud member of DC911Truth.org, and it's great to talk on your show.
And for those that don't know, that's a District of Criminals, District of Columbia, 9/11 Truth Group that goes out and demonstrates and exposes 9/11 as an inside job.
Yeah, that's right. We have a lot of really good members. There's people in that group, I swear, that do more in one day than I do in a month sometimes, but I try to help out. I heard you earlier on Officer Jack McLam talking about Greg Pound, and I tell you what, I remember you were talking about this a year or two ago, you know, the child procurement services, and, you know, and I'm listening to you, and you have great credibility, because every time I doubt anything you say, every time I research it, it's probably as bad, if not worse, than what you say it is. And his website, did you get what his website is, Greg Pound?
Yeah, I've had Greg Pound on.
Yeah, okay.
Remember, this is what happens with callers. You know, we're kind of having a private discussion right now. You're kind of having a discussion about something else I said on another show today, and we need to fill folks in on what we're talking about.
Well, how the Child Protection Services uses...
And the CPS worker that took his children has been convicted of falsifying the report, but they say, and a bunch of other children, but they say, we don't care. That's one case in Florida where the neighbor's dog came over the fence, bit their child, they took it there, and they said, okay, we're taking all your children, and they took them, and then the lady that wrote the false report was convicted of falsifying over 30 other reports, and they don't care, and they say, we don't care, we're going to keep your kids, no due process. That's how America works now.
It's totally insane, but let me tell you, folks, you know, Alex Jones doesn't make anything up. I mean, this is the real deal. But the main reason I called is... I hear a lot of good information on shortwave alternative media, but what's your opinion of the United States citizenship versus a citizen of the United States of America, like the gold fringe flag?
Sure.
And the
none of it means anything. None of it means anything. That's real, and the global corporate government and its regional governorship of the District of Columbia incorporated in contract fraud and city incorporations, and the fact that everything's run under private international maritime jurisdiction, and that the government's totally illegitimate, and it was taken over under total public declaration of seizure in 33 with a public executive order and declaration. Now, again, they're announcing to the public in the Washington Post 2 days ago, I mentioned that earlier. So they don't care. They have brainwashed forces that believe they're serving America who will go out in their black ring-wraith Darth Vader outfits and enforce it. And so you can explain to them that you're a state citizen and you've taken yourself out of the District of Columbia and you're no longer under its incorporation in Puerto Rico and Guam. And again, you're talking to, I mean, the chairman of the committees don't know where Iraq is on a map, sir. They don't know what a Shiite or a Sunni is or what a Persian versus a Saud is. And so, I mean, when the committee chairman don't know, and of course the big corporations know, they've got all the people with 180 IQs and 200 IQs and, you know, huge private merc forces, and they just go in and write the legislation, and the congressmen are busy, having fun with their hookers and their private ski resorts, and they're just running around all being paid off publicly, and we've been totally taken over. And so you've got mechanized, scientifically focused global corporations. Again, 46 of the biggest economies are corporations, bigger than most governments, totally taken over. They've combined forces like the Legion of Doom to rule over us. And you try to tell the general public about a private corporation running the U.S., you might as well be talking space language to them. You might as well be talking Arcturian to them, man. They have no idea what you're even talking about. That's why when somebody calls in about something, I go, hey, we're doing all this Patriot shorthand stuff. And I do it, too. We've got to tell people what we're talking about in common sense terms. Like, people jump on me all the time because I'll talk about pirate radio. And they email me going, it's not pirate, it's micro, and it's not hurting licensed stations. And, yeah, that's all true and great. But the general public isn't going to know what I'm talking about till I say the word pirate radio and then combine it with the term micro. So, I mean, and again, I don't even put that much forethought into it. I've just learned a little bit of communication skills. But maybe I'm not good at communicating. Half the time I'm at a restaurant and I say what I want to order, and the wait staff, let me be politically correct, and I don't want to say waitress, won't even understand what I'm saying. So maybe it's my fault. Let's jam one more in. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Kansas. Then we'll go to Craig, Amy, and others. Mike, we're not in Kansas anymore, but you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Here's a kind of a documented, forgotten piece of history you might find interesting on ABC News 2020 in the 70s. They documented a land development in Arkansas, and they were interviewing some people who went there, and they claimed they signed some papers that they hadn't read and ended up losing everything they had, homes, cars, businesses, they owned businesses.
Well, that happens all the time. I mean,
wait a minute. And they even claimed they lost their identities as they had no records within government files, such as driver's license, marriage certificates, and they claimed that all they were left with was their Bibles. Anyway, to make a long story short, I had went there because I had forgotten about the show. And anyway, I wrote a paper on my experience, and I was wondering if I could tell you what the name of it was and where you could find it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, it's called Clinton Bush Connection to Warrantless Wiretapping and the CIA Exposed. It's on BreakingWire.com.
All right, good plug. What else is on your mind?
Well, I think this is pretty important because I thought it would tie in with what you and Nick Begich were talking about.
Sure, but I'll have to go read the paper.
Yeah, well, I was just trying to...
Well, tell us about it. Go ahead.
Well, it's hard to explain. Because...
Yeah, I figured. That's the problem. All this stuff is complex. I understand. All right, look, I'm going to come back and get into the rebellion against tyranny in China. I'm also going to get into the poll. Congress's approval rating is as low as Bush's. That's good news, by the way. Also, billions missing in Iraq, U.S. study finds. Talk about the fox guard in the hen house. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What if I...